Greetings. This is WTIP News from Wilder Smith on the Gunflint. Atmospheric conditions in the upper Gunflint have been tranquil, with hints of old man winter ceding his hold on us in favor of the gods of rebirth. A few brief snow showers along the Mile of Pine last weekend, and then a couple more zero mornings on Monday and Tuesday, displayed perhaps the last frosty gasp of our man of the north. However, we should remember a year ago tomorrow, April 19, 2013, the area received up to a 2-foot dose of his concluding dying snorts, so we can't sell him short. Since our last meeting on the radio, our dwindling snowpack has really taken on that dirty gray metropolitan look. With temps gradually easing up, the piles of winter accumulation are slinking down. The sound of dripping liquid can be heard at almost every turn, and in some cases, it's more like running water. We've got water everywhere. In spite of the shrinking snowbanks, there's still plenty of snow to be melted, ice dams to be thawed, water to gush its way into rivers and lakes, and mud to dry. And speaking of mud, I wouldn't be surprised if our season of muck extends well into the next Northwoods segment, getting ready for winter. Meanwhile, those of us in year-round residency are taking things in stride by navigating icy, rutted roads with our vehicles and digging ditches to divert the wild runoff in more acceptable directions. I've even heard of a couple who are not venturing too far from the back door until there is firmer ground. The Mile of Pine has been a quagmire, but is grudgingly drying where the powerful sun is able to peek through the pines. At Wilder Smith, we are not quite an island surrounded by this muddy moat, but close. Four-wheel drive still gets us out, with a little slip-sliding around at times. It seems uncertain as to when the ice will make its departure from border country lakes. The splendid sunshine of several days last week found snow softening into small ponds on top of the icy depths, but then refreezing overnight. How much effect standing water actually contributes to helping the decay is unknown, but it must be of some consequence. Regardless of this gradual daytime thawing, followed by nighttime refreezing is good to slow our meltdown, so months of winter buildup doesn't wash us away. Whatever the ice melt scenario, everyone would hope the winds will be favorable when the big cakes begin to move about, so shoreline damage is minimal. In 2013, yours truly was within minutes of seeing my lake water system succumb to a huge icy flow. Only my heroic action with a pry bar while balancing on the frozen mass saved the day. What a Superman, huh? Now that winter's pools for March Madness have been decided, folks in these parts are picking date predictions of ice out on their favorite lake. Yours truly is not revealing my pick at this time. It's a good bet, though, our opening day of the walleye season might find an ice auger being the first implement of choice being dropped into area waters. Last year's ice out on the Gunflint Lake Gal was May 17th, a few days past the angling opener. Thoughts come to mind that traversing ice at this time of year merits caution. Let's not tempt fate. I recently heard one of our game wardens went through the ice on Saganaga. Fortunately, he was able to save himself with some handy safety picks. Lucky guy. Just a reminder to property owners and residents now, we need to be getting those wildfire sprinkler system lines out into the lake as soon as possible once your ice departs. It would also be well to fire up the pump system as a dry run test at the same time. Remember 2007, ice was out on only a very few days in many lakes before the Ham Lake fire ignited and took off. Ravaged were some 75,000 acres, with over 140 upper Gunflint Trail structures destroyed, all of which were not in emergency preparedness. Every structure with a functioning wildfire sprinkler system was saved, so please be ready. News of new babies will soon be wafting through the forest. Wolf pups and fox kits are within days to a couple weeks of being born, and not far into May, the first Bambis and moose calves will be delivered. In the meantime, black bears are about to be awakening, if not already. Cubs born in late January and February will be making their first appearance outside the birthing quarters. We should keep in mind that bears are famished as they emerge hibernation. So beware of the marauding Bruno families and take care to avoid tempting them with winter feeders and unprotected garbage receptacles. This is Fred Smith at Wilder Smith on the Gunflint, and that's all for now. Keep on hanging on and savor the evolving times of change along the Gunflint.